Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, March 28, 2021. Section A. Two candidates square off for ECISD board, by Ruth Campbell. The May 1st election for the Ector County ISD Board of Trustees is coming up, with early voting running from April 19th through 27th. The only contested race is for position 4. The incumbent is Chris Stanley, who was appointed in September 2020 after the resignation of Doyle Woodall. And the challenger is Jesse Christensen. President Delma Abalos, position 2, Secretary Steve Brown, position 5, and Nelson Minyard, position 7, didn't have opposition, so those elections were canceled. Woodall stepped down from the board after posting some items on social media that some found offensive. Stanley is Associate Professor of Art at the University of Texas Permian Basin. Christensen works for Black Gold Rental Tools as a sales and service technician and has been with them for nearly 4 years. He also has a family business called 6C Shooting Sports. An Iowa City, Iowa native, Stanley earned a degree in secondary English education from the University of Kansas with the goal of becoming a middle school English teacher. At the same time, he earned a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Design with an emphasis in ceramics, and that led to getting a Master of Fine Arts in Art from Washington State University in Pullman, Washington, which then led him to being hired to come to Odessa in 1992. A native Odessan, Christensen attended Travis Elementary School until fourth grade and then was homeschooled through graduation from high school. He has a Class A CDL license and is self-taught on the oil field. Stanley says he sees a need to continue serving on the board. I think I am uniquely qualified to be able to help provide answers to some of those difficult problems. At one hand, I'm in the CTE, career and technical education world, with things like fabrication, metal shop, foundry. Those are the things that I've taught, so I understand those needs in our community, Stanley said. But on the other hand, I am also in higher education, so I understand it's really a wonderful place, I think, to be in, because I can see that whole spectrum of the needs of education where some people only see a little. I've participated in all of it. So I think that after 30 years of living in our community, raising two children who have both gone through ECISD and graduated from Odessa High School, that it's time for me to give back now, Stanley added. Stanley said he got to UTPB not long after it became a four-year school, so he was in on the ground floor of designing the four-year curriculum for the art program. He said he's had great mentors who were some of the greatest educators that this city has produced. And what we always have talked about is kind of this pre-kindergarten through 16 model of aligning what we're teaching, so that even in the pre-kindergarten grades, we're moving up through to college graduates, and that gets sticky. But I've also taught with and for Odessa College, so I understand the needs of the community college, and then I have worked with all facets of elementary, middle, and high school for our school district, and in specific, spent a lot of time with the IB program and the art departments, Stanley said. IB stands for International Baccalaureate. On the recent partnership that the board approved with IDEA Public Schools, Stanley and Christensen agree it's a good idea. Competition breeds excellence. Competition in music, competition in art, competition in mathematics, competition in chess, competition in football. Anytime that you bring competition to the table, But that competition does need to be adversarial, and this is what I think some people don't understand. Education is about the children. It's not about the us and the them. So where I see an opportunity for school district is bridging partnerships with these charter schools, Stanley added. He noted, and Christensen agrees, that the community's goal should be to help as many children as possible graduate from high school. That's our biggest obligation, Stanley said. The next part about whether they go on to get a certificate and go into the workforce, that has a lot to do with the economic development that comes from having a better educated community. Christensen and his wife Amanda have four children adopted through foster care, and they attend ECISD schools. Christensen said running for the school board has been on his mind for a while. He and another resident interviewed for the spot when it came open last fall, but Stanley was appointed. I want to be a voice for the children and the teachers in my district. It seems like the next step in my life that I need to take to get involved. I served on the facilities committee for a while. Just seeing that, it made me get to thinking that I need to get a little more involved, and what better way to get involved than run for school board, Christensen said. Along with advocating for children, teachers, and the community, Christensen said he wants to keep the schools safe. He would like all students to feel welcome at school and for teachers to have more flexibility and independence. Teachers should have more teaching time, engage students, not just teach to the test, but instruct youngsters on the basics of reading, writing, and math. On keeping schools safe, Christensen supports arming teachers if they are willing, able, trained, and have a license to carry. The Texas Commission on Law Enforcement has a school marshal program and school guardian program. Like Stanley, Christensen said he backs the partnerships with the charter schools. I think they're great. I love the charter school idea. I know that the last one at Ector didn't work out too well, but hopefully this new one does. And I guess they just voted to partner with IDEA at the last board meeting. I think the charter schools, I wouldn't call it an alternative, but for some people, it's a better fit. But yes, I agree with the partnerships with the charter schools. He also loves the idea of the early college high schools where students can earn certificates, associate degrees, and college credit. The partnerships with the colleges and stuff, I think that's a great idea, especially for our high school kids, and maybe it will keep our kids in school to get our graduation rate to where it needs to be and keep these kids from dropping out, Christensen said. With the oil and gas industry, it's tempting for students to drop out, but the youngsters don't realize it's a roller coaster ride. Christensen said he doesn't mind the commitment being on the school board would entail. He said his work schedule is very flexible. 2 years ago, Christensen was the commander of the Sons of the American Legion Post 430 in Odessa, but he has stepped away from that role and stepped into more of the kids' stuff now. His friends and family live in Odessa, so he and his wife have a lot of support. We actually live right next door to my mom and dad and my aunt, Christensen said. Canadian dies in crash. Saturday at approximately 10:27 a.m., Odessa police responded to the 6,000 block of East Interstate Highway 20 in reference to a major crash. Investigation revealed that a 2015 Dodge Ram being operated by Matthew Sangales, 25, of Ontario, was traveling westbound on the North Service Road of the 6800 block of East I-20 and left the roadway before rolling over and coming to a rest in the exit lane of exit 121, a news release said. Sangales was pronounced deceased at the scene, and next of kin were notified. Speed was a possible factor, and the investigation continues, the release said. Obituaries for Sunday, March 28th. Petra Subia Armendariz. Petra Subia Armendariz passed away Sunday, March 21st, surrounded by her family. She lived 88 years. Funeral services will be at Martinez Funeral Home in Odessa, Monday, March 29th. Visitation from 1 to 7 p.m. A memorial service at 7 p.m. Tuesday, March 30th. Funeral service will be held at Martinez Funeral Home at 12:30 noon with Pastor Ernest Flores of Casa de Mi Padre officiating. Burial will follow at Rose Hill Cemetery. Petra was born May 19th, 1932 in Grand Falls to Ascension Uranga Subia, deceased, and Felix Subia, deceased. She had four sisters and four brothers. Sisters are Loretta Subia Carrasco, deceased, Epifania Lingo and husband Lingo Uranga Subia, Florita Uranga Subia, deceased, Sofia Uranga Subia, deceased. Brothers are Ignacio Nacho Uranga Subia, deceased, Felix Uranga Subia Jr., deceased, and Frank Pancho Uranga Subia, deceased. She married Natividad Giner Armendariz, deceased, in 1951. She is survived by 13 grandchildren and 12 great-grandchildren and 16 great-great-grandchildren and 3 great-great-great-grandchildren. Her sons are Richard S. Armendariz, deceased, and wife Rosalinda V. Armendariz, Natividad S. Armendariz Jr. and wife Florinda, and Raul S. Armendariz and wife Elizabeth. Daughters are Estella A. Rangel and husband Samuel, Maria Elena A. Munoz and husband Alfonso, and Diane A. Huerta and husband Carlos. She also has 13 grandchildren. Brittany Eileen Martinez. Brittany Eileen Martinez, 25, passed away Tuesday, March 23rd. She was born to Tina Salazar and Ursulo Yanez, August 21st, 1995. She is preceded in death by her grandmother, Ida Hinojos, and grandfather, Jesus Salazar Sr., and Pet and Lucy and Ursulo Yanez Sr., and a daughter, Cataleya Martinez. She is survived by her mother, Tina, and father, Ursulo Yanez Jr., brothers, Anthony Yanez and Aaron Yanez, daughters, Jaylene, Avery, and Aaron Martinez, her husband, Armando Martinez, as well as several nieces and family members. Visitation will take place at Purchase Funeral Home in Odessa, Tuesday, March 30th, from 5 to 9 p.m. Funeral services will follow Wednesday, March 31st at 12 p.m., and Pastor Wade Schultz will be officiating. Burial will follow at Ector County Cemetery. Wallace Claude Sparkman. Wallace Sparkman of Midland passed away Wednesday, March 24th. The youngest of four children born to Dudley Albert and Jewel and Lowe Sparkman. He was born April 21st, 1930, in Denton. He married Patsy Dolores Divine Mason in 1950, and they shared 67 years of life together. Wallace is survived by his children, Renee and husband Tommy Pipes, and Scott and wife Stephanie Sparkman, 7 grandchildren, and 14 great-grandchildren. He was preceded in death by his wife Patsy, his parents, each of his siblings, Dudley C. and Uriel S. Pig Sparkman, and J. Aline Sparkman Horeen. A public viewing was held Sunday, March 28th at Nellie Picklin Welch Funeral Home in Midland. Visitation will be held from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Tuesday, March 30th at Gribble Springs Baptist Church in Sanger. Funeral services will follow at 11 a.m. Masonic graveside services will follow at Gribble Springs Cemetery. To honor Wallace's 60-year Masonic Lodge membership, the family requests that, in lieu of flowers, donations be made to the Shriners Children's Hospital in his name. Arrangements are under the direction of Nellie Picklin Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Colleen Bean Fletcher. Bront. Colleen A. Fletcher passed away Sunday, March 21st. She was preceded in death by her parents, Eddie Bean and Mary Meisenheimer Bean, her husband, Wilburn Fletcher, daughter, Anna Fletcher, two granddaughters, her brothers, Vance, Buddy Bean, and Charles Bean. She is survived by her children, James Fletcher and wife Sharon, Patricia Curtis, Mary Brown, Thomas Fletcher, and Kathy Sanchez and husband Gilbert. Six grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, and four great-great-grandchildren. Visitation for Colleen Fletcher will be held Tuesday, March 30th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Heartland Funeral Home in Comanche. Interment of her ashes will be interred at Mercer Gap Cemetery on March 31st at 11 a.m. Mary Alice Tyler. Mary Alice Tyler passed away at the age of 94 at her home in Odessa, Wednesday, March 17th. She was born in Ventura, California, June 27, 1926, to the late Charles Leroy and Katie Reynolds Hummel. Surviving her are her son, Jerry Tyler, and wife, Debbie, and her daughter, Vicki Reeves, as well as eight grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren, and four great-great-grandchildren, as well as a nephew and numerous great-nieces and great-nephews. And in addition to her parents, she is preceded in death by her brothers, Bobby Keith and Jack Hummel, a sister, Phyllis Bagley, two sons, Johnny Lee and Tom Charles Tyler, and two great-grandsons. Graveside services were held Friday, March 26th at Rose Hill Gardens section of Ector County Cemetery, officiated by Pastor Buddy McCall. Arrangements are entrusted to Acres West Funeral Chapel, and condolences to the family may be sent online at acreswestfuneral.com. Janie Campos Tapia. Janie Campos Tapia passed away Friday, March 19th. She was born May 16th, 1945, in Marfa, to the late Francisco and Leonarda Barraza Campos. Surviving her are her son, Mark Anthony Tapia, daughter, Melissa Ann Steen, and husband, Ronnie, brother, Jose, Uncle Joe Campos, and his wife, Elena, and sister, Josephine Josie C. Ramos. Also, three grandchildren and five great-grandchildren, all of Odessa. She is preceded in death by her husband, Manuel Lara Tapia, her parents, and siblings Dolores, Uncle Lolo Campos, Reynaldo, Uncle Ray Campos, Edwina, Nina Alvarez, Margie, Mama Bird Ramirez, Olivia, Tia Guerrera Luna, Anita Panina Gonzalez, Mario Big Mac Campos, and Beatrice Tia Betty Gonzalez. Janie was born in Marfa but spent most of her life in Odessa. She married Manuel Lara Tapia in Pecos in 1966, and they were married for 44 years. Visitation will be held Tuesday, March 30th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Hubbard Kelly Funeral Home. Rosary will be recited at 7 p.m. A Mass of Christian Burial will be Wednesday, March 31st at 10 a.m. at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church, followed by burial in the Los Angeles section of Ector County Cemetery. Death Notices. Patrick Morris Braithwaite. Patrick Morris Braithwaite, 58, of Midland, died Wednesday, March 24th. Services are scheduled for a later date. Arrangements by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Isayen Puchi Castillo. Isayen Puchi Castillo, 12, of Odessa, died Saturday, March 20th. A funeral service is scheduled for 10 a.m. Tuesday, March 30th at St. Elizabeth Catholic Church. Burial will follow at Ector County Cemetery with Father Mark Woodruff officiating. Arrangements are by La Paz Purchase Funeral Homes of Odessa. Eddie Cobb. Eddie Cobb, 71, died Saturday, March 27th in Waxahachie. Services are pending with Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Francisco Frank Dutchover. Francisco Frank Dutchover, 70, of Odessa, died Monday, March 22nd. A chapel service is scheduled for 10 a.m. Wednesday, March 31st at Martinez Funeral Home. Humberto Porras officiating. Nyla Jo Hill Smith. Nyla Jo Smith, 89, of Odessa, died Sunday, March 21st. A graveside service is scheduled for 2 p.m. Tuesday, March 30th at Sunset Memorial Gardens with Dr. Jimmy Braswell officiating. Arrangements are by Hubbard Kelly Funeral Home of Odessa. Irma Villarreal Cifuentes. Irma Villarreal Cifuentes, 70, of Odessa, died Friday, March 26th. A memorial service is scheduled for 1 p.m. March 29th at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home Chapel with Reverend Dr. Jimmy Braswell officiating. Manuela H. Hernandez. Manuela H. Hernandez, 87, died Thursday, March 25th in Odessa. Services are pending with Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Suggested sleep medications. Dear Dr. Roach, in one of your past columns, you referred to sleep medications that are not associated with dementia. However, you did not mention names of any of the medications. I have tried many natural sleep aids and none works. Any suggestions would be appreciated. G. Answer. The association between many sleep medications and later development of dementia certainly exists, although it is not clear that taking the medicines causes that increased risk. It may be that people who are in the very earliest stages of dementia are more likely to take sleep medications, causing an apparent risk. However, the evidence is mounting that certain medicines, those with anticholinergic properties, may indeed predispose people to dementia. This group includes many over-the-counter sleep medicines, such as those containing diphenhydramine. I don't recommend these for regular use. I try not to prescribe sleeping medicines at all. I don't know of any sleep medication that is both completely safe and highly effective. Many people do well with sleep hygiene techniques. Melatonin does not seem to increase risk of dementia or falls, but it does not work for many people.
Marriage for insurance reasons follows quarantine pregnancy. Dear Abby, I am 40. During the quarantine, I got pregnant by someone I was just starting to know. I didn't think I was able to have any more kids. My daughter is now 12, and suddenly here I am pregnant. I don't love the father. In fact, I'm pretty sure he loved someone else. Nonetheless, we ended up getting married for insurance purposes. A few months ago, I found out he fathered a child with his uncle's wife. It eats me up inside, and I can't move past that. What kind of person does that? He was never acknowledged as the father, and the aunt or mom didn't want him around because he is still married to his uncle. She is still married to his uncle. Well, I am now close to my due date. I don't know how I can make this work, or even if I should. I raised my daughter alone because her dad was abusive, so being a single parent is nothing new for me. Him getting involved with his aunt, to me, that is morally wrong, and I will never think that is acceptable. Help me decide what to do. Signed, Pregnant and Confused. Dear Pregnant, you married the father of this child because of the insurance, not because this was a love match. You think he is in love with someone else? Did your husband tell you he had fathered his uncle's wife's child? Did the wife? Are you sure this information is even true? Not once in your letter did you mention that you have feelings for this man. In fact, you feel he is morally repugnant. Is this the kind of life you want to live? The answer to that question will tell you what you need to do after the birth of the baby. Dear Abby, a friend and I played bridge together for about 8 years. I thought we had a close friendship. I introduced her to online bridge because I knew she missed playing in person. She immediately became hypercritical and started telling me and the other two ladies what we were doing wrong and what we should be doing. She was especially hard on me. In private emails, I tried, to no avail, telling her that this game was not worth losing our friendship over. Her barbs continued for the next 2 weeks, all aimed specifically at me. After 3 tries to explain how her attitude was eroding our bond, I stopped responding. She had been extremely cruel the last time we played. She called me a dictator and resigned from playing with us. I have no problem filling her spot, but the last email she sent me was titled, Death of a Friendship. We haven't spoken since, and I don't know what to do. Should I just leave it, or make some further attempt to repair the friendship? I had never seen this behavior in her to this extent before, and I cannot understand what provoked it. Signed, Just a Game in California. Dear Just a Game, whatever provoked your former partner to turn on you and attempt to embarrass you in front of the other players, I cannot guess either. However, in light of what has happened, you would be better off blocking her emails if she sends any more. She may be right. The friendship is dead. But the person who killed it was her.
Hello, this is Michael. I'm reading horoscopes. Horoscopes by astrologer Madeline Aslan. Happy birthday for Monday, March 29th, 2021. Dynamic, spontaneous, and athletic, you strike the balance between your active lifestyle and quality time with family. This year, you meet people from diverse backgrounds who can stimulate your mind. Review your finances with someone who can help you thrive with money to spare. If single, take notice of someone you casually meet at a gathering. If attached, involve your partner in an activity that brings you closer together. Scorpio mystifies you. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5, dynamic. 4, positive. 3, average. 2, so-so. 1, difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th, 4 stars. Catch up with a friend you have not seen in a while. Find a place to talk where you won't be interrupted. Give someone a surprise gift. You will treasure the expression on their face. Tonight, answer emails and texts. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th, 5 stars. Work steadily with fewer breaks than usual. Finish early and move on to pleasantries. Challenge yourself with a more invigorating workout routine. Visit a pet store. Purchase supplies or a new animal to love. Tonight, chat with parents or in-laws. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th. 4 stars. Children and grandchildren ask for attention. Try not to keep them waiting. Put finishing touches on a collaborative project. Once complete, romance will be on the front burner. Create a scenario for an unforgettable date night. Tonight, indulge in dessert. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd, 3 stars. Your enthusiasm could appear pushy to more sensitive types. Tone down your speech, and you can have a greater impact. Watch over scheduling, the things you could not get done on the weekend. There is always tomorrow. Tonight, healthy family dinner. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd, 4 stars. Your finances could be susceptible to sudden ups and downs. Spend moderately, but don't deprive yourself. Satisfy your eclectic tastes and search for online bargains. Think of it as a treasure hunt. Make it fun. Tonight, pamper yourself with essential oils. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd, 4 stars. Today, everyone wants to be in your company. You may be pulled in 2 directions. Friends invite you out, and loved ones want you home. Follow your instincts, and you will never go wrong. Tonight, start an exciting page turner. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st, 3 stars. Enjoy time alone to reflect and look inward. Push away outside influences and clear your mind of excess worrying. Focus on an activity you can do on your own. Those you love will respect your space. Tonight, plan a party. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st, 4 stars. Attend an artistic class or meetup group for a subject you want to explore. If it agrees with you, pencil it into your ongoing schedule. See friends who make you laugh. Take your mind off a pressure-filled day. Tonight, creative cooking. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th, 4 stars. You may be in the dark regarding an important assignment. Speak up and ask questions so you will be right on target. Others may be envious of your success. Don't let that interfere with you moving forward. Tonight, exercise video. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th, 4 stars. A film may arouse your interest in a vacation spot. Put it on your bucket list. Sign up for a program to get certified for a professional skill. Learning online at your own pace is another option. Tonight, early to bed. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th, 3 stars. A problem may take longer to unravel than you thought. Reach out to someone who can help figure it out. You may gain added expertise in the process. Take a detour on your daily walk or run. Tonight, Zoom call.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.